Hello students, we will continue with our chapter Globalization and the Indian Economy. In our previous class, we saw how our markets have transformed in last few years. We can now buy latest consumer goods of almost all international brands in our country. We also learned about MNCs and how MNCs divide the production process in small parts and spread across the globe. By doing this, they can earn greater profit. In today's lecture, we will cover the topic interlinking production across countries, which has two main subtopics. First, we will see what are the things MNCs keep in mind while choosing the location to set up their production? And then we will learn about the three main routes or ways MNCs adopt to set up or control production in different countries. At the end, we will also see a case study. Now let us begin with this topic. Now before setting up their production, or choosing the location to set up their production, MNCs keep few things in mind. That means, which country they should set up their production. They choose the country by keeping few things in mind. What are these? First is, closeness to the market. They set up their production units in the country where they can sell their goods or from where markets are closer by where they can sell their goods. They do this to reduce the cost of transportation. Second, or very important thing which they look for is the availability of cheap labor, both skilled and unskilled, which will reduce the cost of production. Next, they also prefer to choose a country or a region where government policies are favorable. That means government policies are such that they don't have to cross many hurdles to set up their production units. Next, they also see that there is good infrastructure like good roads, regular supply of water and electricity, efficient transport system, etc. Because these things help in faster movement of goods. Now apart from this, they also see that there is good law and order situation of the country, political stability, availability of raw material. Now nobody would like to set up an industry in a country where there is no law and order, or you can say where there is Gunda Raj, or the government keeps on changing very often. Now those who have completed the sixth chapter of geography, that is manufacturing industries, they have already learnt about this topic in that chapter. So they may understand it faster. So if all these conditions, which we have discussed, which conditions, availability of raw material, closeness to the market, cheap labor, government favorable government policies, better infrastructure, political stability, if all these conditions or maximum of them are available at a place, MNCs set up factories and offices at these places or the countries or the region for their production. Now to set up a factory or production unit, we all know the company has to spend a lot of money. They need money to buy assets like land, building, machines and other equipments. The money spent to buy these things or assets is called investment. That means the money which they spend to buy machines, buildings and other equipments, that is called investment. And when this investment is made by a multinational corporation, it is called foreign investment. Very small question, but sometimes it is asked in exam as one mark question, differentiate between investment and foreign investment. Now, come to the very next question. The three ways or the routes in which MNCs set up or control production in other countries. The first route that a multinational corporation adopts is to set up production jointly with some local company of the country. In such setup, both MNCs as well as local company is benefited. Now, what are the benefits which a local company get? It has twofold benefits. First, the MNC brings along with it capital or money for additional investment like buying machines or other equipments. Secondly, MNCs may bring with them the latest technology for production. Remember students, most MNCs set up their production in developing countries. At these developing countries, they lack both the things, capital as well as latest technology. So, when MNC start a joint venture, it brings both these benefits to the local companies. With the help of the extra capital and new technology, local company improves and increases its production and earn more profit. Now, not only this local company, even MNCs also get benefits in joint venture. It gets an already established setup, don't have to start from the scratch, the local companies knows about rules and regulations and so many other things. Okay, so this was the first route adopted by the MNC, that is to set up production jointly with the local company. The second and the most common route for MNC investment is to buy local companies and then to expand production. Now, one example is given in your textbook, okay, that is the Cargill Foods, which is a large American MNC, has bought over small Indian company Parag Foods. Now, Parag Food was already an established and well-reputed brand in Indian market, whose control is now shifted to Cargill Foods. Cargill is now the largest producer of edible oil in India. Now, the question is, why Cargill did not establish its own production unit? Why it actually bought Parag Food? Now, actually, by buying Parag Food, Cargill Food has got a ready-made setup. It didn't have to buy land or construct a building. With some changes, it could continue with the facilities set up by Parag Food. Most of the time, actually, we see these MNCs don't even change the brand name of the product because it is already known to the consumers. For example, Parag Food, it sold edible oil under the brand name Gemini. And once this Cargill Food bought Parag Food, it did not change their brand name. It continued to sell the edible oil by the name Gemini because it was known to the consumers. So actually, many of these top MNCs, they have so much of wealth that they are easily able to buy local companies. In fact, many of the top MNCs have wealth which can be more than the entire budgets of the developing countries. So MNCs are very, very wealthy, very rich and very, very powerful also. Now, let us see the third way in which MNCs control production. It is by placing orders for production with small producers. I repeat, by placing orders for production with small producers. This can be seen mostly in garments, footwear, and sports items. What these large MNCs do? They order the small local producers to manufacture goods for them. Once they procure the goods supplied by the local producers, okay, the MNC sells these goods under their brand names to the customers. So the sports equipments like football or basketball, which you buy from a big showroom, may have been manufactured by a small producer in Ludhiana. or the sports shoes which you buy from big brands like Nike, Adidas or Reebok may have been manufactured in some narrow lanes of Agra or Kanpur by some local producers of these places. Now you might wonder, then why you should pay such high price for these products? These products sold by these MNCs are very, very costly. Okay, if they are manufactured locally by some small producer, why we should pay such heavy price for this? The reason is, actually, when these MNCs give order to the small producers to manufacture goods for them, they ensure good quality also. They buy the products only when they are ensured of good quality. The local producers ensure of good quality. They see to it that these producers buy good quality raw material, the finishing is very good. Okay, and if they find any, according to the terms and conditions, if they find any defect in the products, okay, they simply reject to buy it. Okay, so the local producers are very, very careful in manufacturing the things for them. Okay, that is why the things which are sold in these by these MNCs mostly are of good quality. Now, these large MNCs have tremendous power to determine price, quality, timely delivery and labor conditions for these distant small producers. Everything is done by the producers on the terms and conditions of the MNCs. So, these were the three ways in which MNCs spread their production and interact with local producers. First is by setting up partnership with local companies. Second is by buying local companies. And the third is by giving orders to local producers. I hope you have understood this 3-mark question for exams. Now let us see a case study of Ford Motors, an American MNC. It is given in your textbooks also on page number 59. I'll just read this from your textbook. Ford Motors, an American company, is one of the world's largest automobile manufacturers with production spread over 26 countries of the world. Ford Motors came to India in 1995 and spent 17,000 crores to set up large plants near Chennai. This was done in collaboration with Mahindra and Mahindra, a major Indian manufacturer of jeeps and trucks. By the year 2004, Ford Motors was selling 27,000 cars in Indian market, while 24,000 cars were exported from India to South Africa, Mexico and Brazil. The company wants to develop Ford India as a component supplying base for its other plants across the globe. Now, after listening to this, you might have easily understood that Ford Motors is a multinational corporation. Why it is a multinational corporation? Because it has production units in 26 countries. Now, can you tell me which way it has chosen to spread production in India? Yes, by setting up partner with local company, that is Mahindra and Mahindra. Now, the question is, by setting up production plants in India, the company gets many advantages. What are these advantages? We can easily see the advantages. Okay, India is a developing country with a very large population. So, it can easily get both skilled as well as unskilled labor at a very, very low cost. This means Ford Motors can save a lot of money on wages and salaries and lower the cost of production. Moreover, raw material is also cheaper in India, which further reduces the cost of production. India is a fast developing country with lots of industries. Now, Ford Motors need not manufacture all the components of its own. You know, to manufacture automobiles, engine is the main thing. Apart from that, actually, so many small components, right from handle to other accessories, so many other things are required. So, because India has so many factories, okay, making these smaller components, okay, Ford Motors, okay, can buy these small components from Indian companies, okay, which which may sell them at a very low cost, and it further reduces the cost of production for Ford Motors. Now, another advantage which India offers is of market. India, with a large population of growing middle and upper middle class, provides a big market for Ford Motors, so many cars of Ford's are sold in India also. It also sells its car to China, and being India's neighbor, it has easy access to China. You all know China is the most populous country in the world, and India is the second largest populous country of the world. So actually, India and China, they together comprises about 30% of world population. Okay, and in this way, they offer a very big market to Ford Motors. Together, both the countries, they provide huge market to Ford Motors. So you can see, students, how Ford Motors, a multinational corporation, has interlinked economies of the USA. It is a company basically established in USA and India, where it has set up its production unit, and the other countries like China, Mexico, okay, and Brazil and South Africa, where it sells its cars. In this way, Ford Motors has helped in globalization. I hope you have understood the concept well. Do read your textbook for better understanding. Goodbye, students. See you in our next meeting.